You sound.
Get to work. Let's get ourselves focused. And first thing to focus on is the phone number for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, which is 888-553-7536, 888-55-DRKEN. This is the Good Day Weekend program. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert. He's a heart expert, but he also is, when I say medical expert, he's been so familiar over the years with all kinds of things, practicing cardiology, but because cardiology is so connected to everything else in our being, Ken has learned well and therefore has the credentials, the bona fides, if you will, to answer your questions about anything that's going on medically. We're sort of mining for interesting calls this morning, and we have sometimes themes that develop around things that we talk about. The news of the week at 888-553-7536, the good news, the interesting things that affect most people, the errors that are common, so common in hospitals, Ken. It's a big story this week, and it's a wonder. It's kind of like the government and all of the botching up of things that they do. It's amazing we still put up with it. We joke about it, even. The late-night comedians joke about how unhealthy our hospitals are.
Doug, about 10 years ago, there was a very famous report from the Institute of Medicine, you may remember it, that pointed out that our hospitals needed some improvement. Danger, danger. And now, 10 years later, this is a troubling report that I'd like to hear our listeners comment. Maybe they can share some of their experiences recently in the hospital. But what we learned this week, Doug, out of the medical journal Health Affairs, that about 1 in 3 people in the United States will encounter some kind of mistake during a hospital stay. My wife was in the hospital about 3 weeks ago to have her gallbladder out. Fortunately, we were in the 2 out of 3 that didn't have a problem. But these investigators found that 10 types of errors accounted for more than 2/3 of the total cost, with the most common ones being pressure ulcers or bed sores, postoperative infections, and persistent back pain following back surgery. And these researchers recommended that these errors receive top priority and that we do something to improve ourselves. This is one of the reasons right now our folks in Washington who gave us the new health care plan, in that plan there's a ton of incentives to push, to force doctors because of economic reasons to join big hospital groups or join big institutions. There's a lot of economic pressure to get rid of the private practitioner. And this is one of the reasons I'm concerned about that, because, you know, when the doctor is employed by the institution, they have somebody in between you and the patient. When you're not an employee, all you're doing is you're looking out for the patient.
You know, it's very interesting how we cull some of this information, how we pass it along, how we think about it, and why we put up with it. It's kind of one of those things. Is it one more thing that's part of the bubble when it bursts? I heard something yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. The fellow who was the Google employee who was responsible really for a lot of the activity with the uproar in Egypt. This fellow seemed to have his finger on the pulse and get people going, and he's trying to stir people up again because they seem to become complacent after the so-called revolution there. He said something that I think people ought to hold with them and not put up with. So we've become so, we say, oh, we can't, our votes don't count, we can't bother. It's just everybody's taking advantage of us, blah, 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 blah. So here's something for you to remember. Think about it this way. The power of the people is far greater than the people who are in power. The power of the people. So the way to read this kind of stuff that Ken's talking about, how bad the hospitals are, or in general, how bad health care is, and this whole thing that got rammed through, say what you will about politics and having people stand up for it, you know, wonder sometimes whether the Republicans just are against it because they're against what the Democrats do. But this is so, all of these things are turning out to be so bad, it's part of so much on the landscape that's bad. At what point do the people use their power over those who are in power? And that's something, you know, was the movie Network, I'm tired of this and I'm not going to take anymore.
I'm mad at his age.
Yeah, hell, right, yeah. All right, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. And
there is one good thing about the hospitals. This is interesting. I read this week. You know, did you know that if you look at an ill person, your immune system will get revved up? This is a study in psychological sciences that they studied people looking at pictures of ill people, and they measured a hormone in the blood called interleukin-6. This is a hormone that revs up your immune system. And lo and behold, you look at ill people, and your interleukin-6 levels go up.
Sounds like it does show you the wonders of the body, doesn't it? Huh?
Exactly.
All of these things.
To
the wonders
yourself.
Of the mind, wonders of the body. 888-553-7536. We'll start taking your calls in a few moments. We go through the health news of the week, the newsletter that you can sign up for. If you go to drkenshow.com and follow what Ken has been studying and working on during the week, including the newsletter, you can sign up for it there, or you can sign up for it at dougstefan.com. You'll see a box with Dr. Ken's picture on it. You click on that as a co-host, and it brings you right to where the newsletter is. You put your email in, your email address in that little box, and bingo, on Friday afternoon you get the health and wellness newsletter. So what's the focus this week of that, Ken?
Doug, this week the newsletter is about the latest news related to emotional and mental health. We took out a topic that we haven't commented on recently. This is the latest medical breakthroughs in the journals published in the last month or two, all dealing with improving your emotional and mental health. You won't want to miss it. It's free. It comes out on Friday afternoon. You can go to drkenshow.com and sign up, or at dougstefan.com. And remember, it's still free, and I promise you, you'll enjoy this.
It'll always be free. 888-553-7536. Sort of in league with that, there's a study this week about stress and how its reduction may really pay off if you're a cancer patient, and that's kind of up this alley, isn't it?
Exactly. This is some really good news that if you have cancer, one of the ways to keep it under control, keep it from spreading, is actually getting your stress levels under control. This is a report from the American Association for Cancer Research this week. Cancer patients, Doug, who learn to cope with their stress can have improvement in stress-related biomarkers after a short time, and that could translate to improved health and possibly improved survival. So stress reduction can actually lengthen what's called the telomeres. This is a part of the genetic material. It's like a shoelace cap which keeps the genes under control and prevents them from mutating and causing more cancer.
See what I mean? Ken knows what he's talking about. You can tell by listening to him. He's the expert, and he's available at 888-55-DRKEN. Ken and I have talked a lot about the healthful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage brought us Sustanex, and now they have a preventative formula that will help with a wide variety of gastrointestinal ailments that may be affecting you before they become a problem. So, Ken, let's talk about Digestive Advantage, what it contains beside the special biotics, and things that can be taken care of if people go to the section, the digestive section of their supermarket or their drugstore, and they pick up Digestive Advantage, the various things there, because everybody has, sooner or later, a digestive problem.
The Digestive Advantage has the probiotics that we've been talking about. This is the healthy bacteria which helps your digestive system absorb the building blocks of your immune system, so your immune system will work better. It can help you fight the bugs and the foreign bodies that are out there. But what Digestive Advantage has done, besides having the probiotics, they add these special enzymes which helps your digestive system work a lot better. So if you have nausea, indigestion, vision, belching, any of the symptoms of the digestive system that your doctor doesn't seem to be able to help you, I recommend the Digestive Advantage. They have an intensive bowel support, lactose defense, gas defense, constipation formula. All of these are separate items with the probiotics. And the nice thing, especially about the lactose defense, most lactose defense systems you have to take right before you eat. With the Digestive Advantage product, you take it once a day. It doesn't matter when, and you're protected for the rest of the day. You don't have to think about eating something that might have lactose in it and having a horrible day. The once-a-day formula, and you're all protected.
Digestive Advantage's line has been the leader in consumer satisfaction in this category, and it's so affordable. A 30-day supply is only about $10, which is half to one-third what the competitors are charging. It doesn't work as well. So Digestive Advantage is what you want to look for at the drugstores, the supercenters. It's the only brand of any digestive aid that helps you avoid all of these different problems that Ken has just focused on. Digestive Advantage. Make sure that you look for that and keep some handy by, because you'll sooner or later be happy that Ken told you about it. Digestive Advantage.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
We'll get to your calls before you know it at 888-553-7536. Hydrating your skin is an important thing. And this is not just about makeup. A lot of people think that the creams that we sometimes hear about or we talk about, Ken, are about makeup, and they aren't. Night Skin and Tautenol are the two products from New Vitality that have worked so well for people who listen to this program. We hear about Night Skin, which is a way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles on your face. You use it continuously, and the dry skin goes away. You need moisturizer. So while you sleep, you put Night Skin on, and it'll make you look better every single day. This is something that you would apply or every single night. After the daytime use of Tautenol, which is, as the name suggests, a skin tightener and also a protector against the ravages of the sun, the wind, that sort of thing. Tautenol in the daytime and Night Skin at night. You can get free bottles of both of them when you call 800-607-7078. What am I missing about this? I always like the medical side of it from your point of view. Why are these things healthy in a medicinal way?
Well, imagine getting a facial while you sleep. It's been formulated, Doug, to reduce the appearance of wrinkles, fight the looks of age spots, and moisturize the skin, as you were mentioning. It'll reduce your desire for some surgical procedures and chemical skin peels. It sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sure does. And it's so inexpensive in the sense that you can start off just paying a little bit of shipping and handling, and that's it. The gimmicky supermarket creams are out. Night Skin is in at 800-607-7078. William, I've said to one of the guys that works for me, William, who's got a lot of skin damage from the sun, I tell him to put Tautenol on after he shaves, and he started, and his face looks much better. 800-607-7078.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Dr. Ken, 1-888-55. Dr. Ken, doing our thing called Good Day Health with Dr. Ken each week at this time. I answer all your calls from head to toe. Anything you ever wanted to ask a doctor. I've been in medicine almost 30 years. There's almost no medical problem I haven't seen at least once. I promise you I won't embarrass you. I'll answer all your health care questions about you, your relatives, your mom and dad, your kids. Anything you'd like to ask a doctor. If you have a question about sex, we can talk about that. I've been practicing cardiology for almost 25 years in Orlando area, trained internist, trained medical scientist. I promise we won't embarrass you, and there's no bill. What else better could it be? No paperwork. And along the way, I'll bring you up to date on all the health care news. I read all the medical journals that fill up your doctor's desk up to their eyeballs, and I take the practical breakthroughs, the ones you can quickly add to your lifestyle so you can improve the quality of your life, maybe even live longer, and hopefully along the way we'll put a smile on your face. Let's kick off the festivities in Hayes, Kansas, and welcome Mike. Mike, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. How can we help?
Well, I called you about a year ago about my wife. She has a low white blood cell count.
Yes.
And it just continues to go, just to stay at a low rate. It had been, you know, anywhere from 2.4, and it actually went as high as 3.2, so we thought it was getting better. Well, last month it went down to 1.8 with an ANC score of 320, I believe.
Okay, so when it gets below 2,000, that's what we're talking about. Normal, it depends on the lab you go to, but usually 5 to 10,000 is normal in just about every lab. Some of the labs go down to 4,000, but when it gets under 2,000, that catches my attention, and I do get a little concerned. You know, the white blood cells, they're involved in revving up your immune system. We were talking about that before. These are the parts of the body that help fight the foreign bodies, fight the bugs. Has she had a lot of infections? Is she having problems with her immune system?
Actually, she has not been sick all winter, which was kind of surprising to me.
All right, well, that's good. That means that the quality, because, you know, in medicine, it's not only quantity, but it's quality that's important, Mike. So
right.
If she has a low quantity of white blood cells, her quality must be good, or she would be fighting a lot of bizarre infections, be the viruses that you and I can easily fight, she would be having problems with. Sounds like she's not having any of these issues, correct?
Correct. She does have nasal problems quite a bit, you know, nasal infections. That's about the only thing that she'll ever have.
Well,
I don't know if that has to do with maybe allergies.
Does she have any other medical problems? Does she have any autoimmune disorders? Has she had any overwhelming infections? Is she on any drugs that could be destroying her white blood cells or damaging her bone marrow?
Nothing that they can tell. You know, we've had all the tests. We did a bone marrow biopsy. We did all the blood tests.
What did the bone marrow biopsy show?
It showed, they're saying it points to post-viral.
All right, well, viral infections that temporarily disrupt bone marrow function can be and is a common cause of a low white blood cell count. So that could be, they may have identified the issue, and usually it's just going to take some time for this to come back. What have they recommended to do, just be patient?
Well, they just continue to check her month to month, her white cell. Last month, when it was so low, they did put her on a battery of 3 antibiotics.
And they checked her thyroid?
They checked everything.
And the thyroid's okay.
AIDS, lupus.
I would just live a healthy life. You want to just eat healthy, exercise when the doctor says it's okay. Get some probiotics. That will help rev up the immune system. And I think she's going to do okay. I really do.
Okay, I just was making sure there was nothing that they hadn't checked.
I think they're right on top of it. Next, high-end medical options are prompting Medicare worries. Concierge Medicine on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new 5-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malone, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare, also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership 5-Step Animal Welfare Rating Program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food, so when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Dr. Ken, you're going to be seeing more of this concierge medicine as the health insurers and the government cut the reimbursements. Every year, thousands of people, they're making a deal with their doctor that I'll pay you a fixed annual fee, whether or not you need your services. And in return, you'll see the doctor the day you call, and they'll remember who you are and what ails you, and they'll give you your undivided attention. It's called concierge medicine. But this arrangement potentially poses a big threat to Medicare and to the new world of Medicare that's been envisioned under President Obama's health care overhaul. Concierge medicine, what do you think about it? Next, we can talk about it. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. And we'll be taking your calls and bringing you up to date on all the health care news around.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome to the weekend.
Dr. Ken Cronhouse, listening for your calls. Don't wait till the end of the show. We're on for 2 hours, but if you wait for the end of the show, I promise you, you won't get through. Each week we leave so many calls on and you're unsatisfied with me. And don't wait if you want to get through. I promise you, if you call early, you'll get in. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Let's go to Rockford, Michigan. Welcome, Dennis. Dennis, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Well, good morning, Dr. Ken, and thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure.
The reason I'm calling this morning is that about 3 months ago, I had an orchiectomy performed.
You had your testicles removed, didn't you?
That is correct.
Okay.
The reasoning for that was that about 8 months ago, it was discovered that I had prostate cancer that had metastasized and literally went everywhere in my body.
Yes.
And given the options of chemotherapy and some of the other things I heard and read about, it seemed to me that the reduction of testosterone to the lowest possible level and hopefully starving off the prostate cancer and the tumors that went along with it would help my condition. I'm really quite concerned. You know, after 3 months, I haven't really seen much change except that the progression of the cancer itself and the tumors are proceeding. I mean, I'm starting to see problems with my spine. Nerves are shutting off. I'm paralyzed now in my left leg. Just on and on.
So it's definitely in your spine, it sounds like to me.
Yes, sir. definitely.
What is your urologist, have they talked about chemotherapy or surgery or radiation?
Well, they rule out surgery because there's so many locations, literally thousands.
It's already metastasized so broadly.
Absolutely.
What about chemotherapy?
Well, chemotherapy, they're saying, might be helpful. However, at this point, the side effects may be worse than the disease.
I don't know what could be worse than the disease right now.
Well, they sent me home this last time I went into the hospital for extreme pain.
Uh-huh.
They sent me home on 800 milligrams a day of morphine. And to me, that just, you know, that's a lot of morphine. And it didn't sell well with
me. Dennis, wait a second. Let's have a heart-to-heart. I don't mean to alarm you, but you have a serious life-threatening problem here.
I believe that.
You do, Dennis. And I don't mean to be the one to bring you to reality here, but you have a serious life-threatening problem that you need aggressive treatment for beyond just the symptoms. This is causing pain. It's affecting your spine, your nervous system. It's affecting your movement. It's in your nervous system, in the bones. And you can treat the symptoms, but that is not going to do anything much to the underlying problem that untreated is going to end your life. So my question and the question on Monday to your urologist is, what are you doing to treat the underlying disease? What are the options? Are there any options, or are you just going to get what doctors call palliative care? That's when there's no options, you're terminal, and we're just treating symptoms. Have you had it sounds to me like you haven't really had a good heart-to-heart with your urologist.
Well, actually, I've tried on several occasions, and for some reason with the medical system that I'm involved in,
yes,
it's extremely difficult to talk to any of your doctors.
That's what I'm hearing. It's just incredible to me that they've left you hanging like this, and I'm the one who's giving you this information.
Well, what really shocked me was that I've had, you know, home nurse visiting at the house here.
Yes.
And I requested information about an MRI from back in February that I'd never received any report on whatsoever.
Dennis, I'm very troubled. What kind of relationship do you have with your urologist who should be in charge here?
In this system that I'm involved in.
What do you mean by this system? What is this system? What are you in?
Big healthcare system. It's called Spectrum.
This is like a big HMO?
Oh, huge HMO in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, just sounds wonderful.
Yeah, right. You can go into a three-day stay and see 15 doctors.
It's unbearable. This is just unbearable. Do you have a child who could help you here?
Absolutely.
You need to. Is one of your child a little more ferocious than another?
Oh, yeah.
You need to get your child who's polite but pretty ferocious on the phone demanding a family conference. And you know, I don't want to tell you to call a lawyer because I don't like doing that. But I would take the polite mode. I would have your family member call. You want to get a family conference. You want to get everyone together. And if they're not going to meet with you next week, I would tell them that my next step is to call an attorney. And I don't like giving you that advice, but you have gotten horrible care. Awful.
Let me ask one question.
Awful, Dennis. I'm upset about my colleagues treating you like this.
When this woman showed up, this nurse, of course she's an RN, I give her respect, the report that I requested she carried with her. And she said, now listen, she says, don't let anyone see this, because if they do and they know I've given it to you, I will be terminated.
Dennis, this is terrible. You're just adding fuel to my fire. You're getting me very upset about the care you've gotten. Please, do what I'm saying, okay?
Yes, sir.
You've been neglected. You haven't been taken care of properly. They're just letting you, I can't tell you what they're doing. Dennis, do that. Call me back next week and tell me what's going on. If I have to call this doctor myself and scream at them on national radio, I will. Dennis in Rockford, thanks so much for calling. Let's go to El Paso, Texas, and welcome Sal. Sal, cool me down a little. I'm so upset with that last call.
Yes, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay now.
Well, I'm doing great myself. But I have one lingering problem. First of all, I'm a cancer survivor. I'm currently on target cancer chemo, which is called Sutent. I suffer from renal cell carcinoma.
Oh, bless your heart. That is treatable usually.
Well,
cancer of the kidney.
I've been dealing with this renal cell carcinoma since 1996.
Yes, you're a survivor. Congratulations.
Yes.
That is usually a very treatable cancer. Congratulations.
Yes, but my problem is that I've had lingering leg cramps, you know, big time on both of my legs, and I have a history of DVTs on both legs.
Blood clots in both legs.
Right, and I'm on a therapeutical dosage of Coumadin right now, 2.5.
Blood thinner so that they don't recur, and
right.
You have a blood clot into lungs. So
right.
What's your question, Sal?
Well, I have a constant problem with leg cramps at night. You know, I'm pretty active, you know, physically. You know, I've run a small little farm down here in the Valley of El Paso, and I'm there, you know, every day, you know, working and, you know.
Yes,
physically.
That can be very, very painful. Are you on a diuretic, a water pill? There's a lot of reasons why you can get cramps at night. Are you on a water pill?
No, I'm not.
All right. I want you to make sure they check, though, your potassium, your calcium, your magnesium. These ions can cause the problem. Do you get dehydrated? Often people who don't drink adequately, we're so afraid of waking up in the middle of the night. Either we get leg cramps because we don't drink any fluids, or
right.
We drink so much fluid that we don't get any leg cramps. We're up all night passing our water. Which way is it for you, Sal?
Well, it goes both ways with me, you know, and I've talked to my doctors, and what I'm doing now, I'm taking a calcium supplement, you know, with
okay.
Calcium,
well,
vitamin D.
Make sure, Sal, make sure you're drinking enough. Chronic kidney failure can cause leg cramps, and this may be an issue. You may want to talk to your kidney doctor and ask them if this is contributing to your leg cramps. Diabetes can do it. Make sure. Are you on any medication for blood pressure?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because sometimes those drugs can do it. You get a lot of diarrhea?
No.
Okay. It sounds to me like, Sal, it sounds to me truly like what's going on is probably related to your kidneys. One other cause of leg cramps that I'm going to talk about, some new breaking information, is restless leg. This urge, this creeping and tugging sensation that makes your legs want to move in an irresistible urge. Do you have restless legs?
Well, there's times at night when I go to bed that I have the constant movement of my legs. I can't find a good place to rest them.
That may be the issue. And restless leg syndrome, there was the news this week is that there was another drug approved. You may want to talk to your doctor about this. Gabapentin was approved for use with restless leg. We have Mirapex, we have Requip, and now there's another drug, gabapentin. So there are some real good therapies for it. And the other reason why restless legs may be very important, the American College of Cardiology conference was held this week in New Orleans. All the heart doctors were getting together to hear about all the medical breakthroughs about the heart. And what we learned was that people with very frequent leg movements during sleep are more likely to have thick hearts. This is a condition which makes them prone to cardiac problems like stroke and even death. And so it's very important to get this treated. It's not only a nuisance problem. It's not only a problem that can cause leg cramps. Sal in El Paso, Texas, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, update on alcohol. What's been in the medical journals this week about alcohol on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo.
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Vegetables from the garden. Nothing can be fresher or more rewarding. To celebrate the joy of growing fresh vegetables, Triscuit is proclaiming April 12th Home Farming Day. Green thumb or not, the new website, homefarming.com, empowers home farmers to share experiences, ask and answer simple or complex questions, and be rewarded for growing fresh food. Homefarming.com also features how-to videos from the gardener guy, Paul James.
Creating your own home farm, whether on a windowsill, container, backyard garden, or community plot, doesn't have to be difficult. Triscuit is providing tools to get novice and experienced home farmers started right away by attaching plantable basil and dill herb seed cards to 8 million boxes and by launching homefarming.com.
To build on the success of the home farming movement, Triscuit is working with Urban Farming, a nonprofit organization, to plant 65 community-based home farms in 20 cities. Volunteers can enjoy the fresh-grown food with their families or donate the harvest to food banks. Show your support at homefarming.com or facebook.com/Triscuit.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, answering any of your health care questions from head to toe. We now have a line or two open. You want to grab it, they're going really quickly. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536, toll free from anywhere in America. Let's go not too far from my neighborhood where I practice in Mount Dora, Florida. Let's go to Eustis, Florida, and welcome Bob. Bob, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, Dr. Ken, it's great talking to you. 2 years ago, I had a cardiac problem. The doctors were investigating whether I had a real heartburn type thing or a real heart thing. And I was out of town in Birmingham, and it came to a head, and they did all the tests with the big camera and all that, and they decided to go in, and they, you know, in your groin and then up into your heart, and they found one of the one block.
So you had a stress test and a heart catheterization, and then they looked at the circulation to your heart, and one of your coronaries was blocked.
Right. They said the other two on that same area, one was about 85% and the other one was about 50%.
And what was the third one? How much blockage?
50 on 50, 85, and 90-something.
All right. So you had... When they're over 70%, they're causing you symptoms. So you've got two of the three with very significant blockages and the third with a moderate blockage. So did they? I would imagine they probably tried to put stents in the two vessels.
Actually, they put a stent in one, and I was out of town. Like I said, I was in Alabama. When I came back here, I went to my local doctor, which is the VA, and in Tampa, they went ahead and did another catheterization.
Yes.
They went up there, and they came out, and they didn't do anything.
They didn't open up the other vessel?
Yeah, I don't know, because I had heard this about 70%. You know, maybe the estimate from in the other state was, you know, not in line with what they found.
Well, Bob, are you having symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, palpitations, fatigue, unexplained sweating, anything like that?
Fatigue, out of breath, and what was the last thing?
Chest discomfort, shortness of breath, palpitations, unexplained fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness, sweating.
Okay, dizziness, sweating, and I usually assign that to my...
Bob, you need to be evaluated. You may need another stress test to see if that vessel is significantly blocked. You definitely need to be on very good medications. If you'd like to email me, even you're not too far away from me in Mount Dora, I'd love to help you out. We could spend a lot more time with you, but you need aggressive medical therapy to keep that plaque stable in your heart, help it not get worse, and also determine whether that other vessel needs to be open either mechanically with EECP or with a stent. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Next, the latest breakthroughs in alcohol, and we'll be taking all your calls. Good day, health with Dr. Ken.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Ken. Good day, health with Dr. Ken. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina. I was an intern and medical resident in the 1980s at Duke University, not too far from Alice. Alice, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you.
Hi.
Did he tell you what I was calling about?
Tell the world, Alice. Tell us what
okay. The reason I'm calling, my brother has recently been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig.
Yes, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Right, ALS.
Yes.
Probably about 6 months ago. However, I think he's probably had it a couple of years. He is a type 1 diabetic and has been for many, many years. And he's, of course, confined to a wheelchair. His speech is affected, but he can, it's not too bad. He cannot feed himself. He can walk occasionally with a walker, but some days, of course, he can't do that.
How can we help, Alice?
Well, he is on the new drug that starts with an R.
It's Rilutek, R-I-L-U-T-E-K. It's the first and only medication. It's been approved by the FDA for slowing ALS.
Right. He is on that. They put him on that at Bowman Gray in Winston-Salem. But I just wondered, is there anything else that you might suggest
Well, that is, I'm glad he's getting Rilatec. That's the mainstay of treatment right now. It's the one and only medicine that we have. But what's also important is supporting some of the other issues. People with Lou Gehrig's disease, they get a lot of muscle cramps, constipation, fatigue. They salivate. They get a lot of phlegm. They get pain. They even get depression. And where you can help your brother is get him involved with some good therapy. I'm talking about all the possibilities, physical, occupational, and speech. It'll all be very helpful. He'll appreciate it, and you'll be a great sister, Alice. So get him involved with some good therapists, and you'll be doing everything you possibly can for your brother. Alice in Wilmington, North Carolina, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I was mentioning before the breaking news about alcohol this week. This is from the British Medical Journal about a 1 in 10 cancers in men and 1 in 33 in women in Western Europe countries are caused by current and past alcohol consumption. So it seems that alcohol is a major cause of cancer. There's a causal link between alcohol consumption and cancers, especially in the liver, colon, upper digestive tract, and for women, breast. So very important if you have a cancer running in your family, concerned about it, just alcohol moderation, guys, 1 to 2 a day, women, 0 to 1 a day. That's as much as moderate alcohol consumption can be. Also, the early response to alcohol may predict later drinking behavior. Very interesting article. This is out of the Archives of General Psychiatry this week that young adults' early response to alcohol may predict future drinking problems. Heavy drinkers experience greater sensitivity to the rewarding and stimulating effects of alcohol, while light drinkers, this is me, report stronger alcohol-related sluggishness and sedation. I drink a little bit. I go to sleep, so I've never really been interested in it. And this may explain why other people just can't get enough of it. They get that stimulating effect. And the scientists this week actually have found a gene that links alcohol consumption to you individually. This is out of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science this week. They've identified a gene that appears to play a role in regulating how much alcohol people actually drink. And the gene's called Autism Susceptibility Candidate 2. It's a mouthful. It's been previously linked to autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but its function is truly unknown. But this might help us understand better how to prevent some who just get involved with alcohol and it becomes a huge uncontrollable issue. Let's try and finish up, if we can, with Bill. Bill, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. How are you this morning?
Just fine. We have about a minute. Let's use it wisely.
Okay. I'm an 83-year-old man. I've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis, and my physician tells me that there's really nothing that can be done except take something like Tylenol to relieve the pain, and that I should wear heels at home, not wear slippers around, walking around the house and so forth. And I was just wondering if you knew of anything else that...
The treatment for spinal stenosis is nightly antidepressants. Some of the anti-seizure medicines help, like Neurontin or Lyrica. Sometimes when it gets really bad, the opioids. And get into some therapy. Physical therapists are so helpful, Bill. And try that direction. Get a good neurologist and rheumatologist who specialize in this. Don't forget my website, drkenshow.com. We have another great hour, drkenshow.com.